Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It's so weird because I'm not going to advocate for the tough guy. I do think there's a place for them. You don't have to have a one-dimensional player anymore. There's guys in the league who can strike fear in an opposing team who can actually play. The Rangers have absolutely nobody who fights.
Brendan Lemieux, do you think he would have tangled with him?
Well, he would have stepped up to the plate, but he wouldn't dissuade Tom Wilson from playing the way he plays. I don't think anyone's afraid of Brendan Lemieux. And I'm not going to advocate for the fighter to come back, but gosh, it's hard not to. You know what I mean? Like, this is a perfect example of why we need fighting in the game, why we need to have checks and balances.
That was John Scott on his Dropping the Gloves podcast talking about the Tom Wilson. Yes, it stemmed from the Tom Wilson, but he's talking about fighters in hockey and, that's a no-no. That's a no-no-no. You know, it's a slippery slope. It's a slippery, slippery slope. And what I mean by that is he's right. He's right. And I don't want to say he's right because I don't want to open my Twitter and hear everybody tell me that I'm a dumbass, a goon, no place in the game, whatever, because you guys don't matter to me. He's right. I'm at 220 right now, and I'm going to get in shape, and I'm going to go to Sabres training camp, and I hope the first exhibition game is against Washington. And I'm going to go after Tom Wilson. I'm going to show everybody that it's not really anything to be afraid of. I joke with you when I say that. But I don't know that I'm joking. I really don't know. Yeah. No, but Craig, the thing I want to say about this is this, okay? The NHL just had a concussion lawsuit to, you know, because of concussions, fighting, CTE, you know, all of it. It's no secret to the news. The NFL has been in it. It's no secret to the news. Mm-hmm. So I will absolutely argue that those players were in the game and I was in the game to protect my teammates. I will. Absolutely will say that. And I hated the role, but I loved the role because I loved the appreciation that came from the teammates. That's what kept me doing it. It wasn't, yes, the money was great, but it wasn't the fighting, because that was the least favorite part of it. It was the appreciation you got from your teammates, whether you got your ass kicked or not. I mean, that was the best thing. It was like, like you could lose a fight and I'd walk in the room and I'd feel ashamed. And like the guys, great job, Petey. That's unbelievable. In fact, sometimes when I lost a fight, I got a better reaction than when I won a fight.
Yeah.
You know, because
that's guys showing that they care for you.
Yes. And that was, and I felt that. I really, really felt that. And I still feel it today. I can still feel the appreciation today because I message players that I know don't get back to people and they get back to me. And I don't talk about that, but that's where I know it stems from. It stems from the appreciation that they felt having me around. And that means a lot to me. That's the one thing that carries over from my career that I appreciate most. But I want to get back to the lawsuit for a second. The main objective here is to protect the players. It's not whether Tom Wilson crossed the line or not. It's not whether he did anything malicious or overboard or whatever. It simply comes down to player safety, period. End of story. Whether it's a knee, a head, to me, it's all the same. Although the difference is they'll both have long lasting effects. Okay. One different than the other. Okay. And if you're not going to do what you can to not just protect your stars, because it's like everyone's like, oh, Panarin's a top 10 player. Well, that's fine, but you should be protecting everybody the same way because everyone's health is just as important, right? And to me,
you say that, but that's not the case. Artemi Panarin sells tickets.
Yes. Right. Right. But
not the same.
You're looking at it from the business standpoint. I'm looking at it from the human element.
It's a guy who's $5 billion industry, $5 billion industry that the NHL has worked itself into. Okay.
My point to this, Craig, is I can't handle the contradiction. I cannot handle it. It's my grapple with the league. Just come out and tell me what you want. Is this okay or is it not okay? Because
Andrew, it is okay. They gave him a $5,000 fine, a guy that's been suspended multiple times.
The problem is it's not okay. And you're right, carry on.
It is okay. It is okay because the Department of Player Safety has spoken loud and clear. $5,000 fine. They're okay with his actions in this situation. Here's what I would like to look at. I don't really care about the Rangers. I don't care about
Washington. I do. They're going to come up in a minute, but carry on.
I don't care about the Rangers. Any of these teams. The teams that I am focused on is the Buffalo Sabres. It's the team I watch the most. It's the team my family has grown to love. I played for this team. I know players that live here in Buffalo after their career that love this place. They love Buffalo, okay?
Do a show here about the Sabres.
I'm a Sabre fan. I'm a Sabre fan.
It'd be nice to mix in, you know, some guys closer to
you. I'm a Sabre fan.
Yeah.
So I want Kevin Adams to go out. I've been saying this for 5 years that we've been on the Instigators. Five. You can go back 5 years. I would like the Sabres to acquire players that have roles, that understand their roles. I am not asking, and I will repeat this so I don't have people on my Twitter throwing out their hate. I am not looking for fighters. Those players are out of the game and they should be out of the game. What I'm looking for are players that can play a certain role that can help your team feel very comfortable with playing. I want Jack Eichel, Sam Reinhart, Rasmus Ristolainen, Dylan Cousins. I want Casey Middlestad. I want these players, our star players, to feel comfortable on the ice, knowing that if something goes down,
I agree with you, Craig, I agree with you. And this is not, this is, I say the word regurgitate, but okay, we're a team here. We have regurgitated the same thing for years.
Yes.
Okay. There are more teams than just the Sabres that don't have toughness. So that being said,
yes,
the team's direction for their on-ice play should not come at the cost of Tom Wilson acting like a complete animal. Okay. And so if that is in fact the case, that like, I wouldn't play when we played the Detroit Red Wings, but Tom Wilson plays every single night. So
he's a great player. He's a
great player. So the problem here is that we understand, I can accept that he's fast, he's physical, and he can hurt players with intent, even if he does it cleanly. Even if he does it in a clean manner.
Absolutely,
agree. He can still hurt players if he wants to, but he can do it clean. He doesn't have to do what he's doing. He is, unfortunately, the man in the league. I told a friend the other day, I said, you know, I lost a lot of sleep in my career having to face guys, having to face Eric Cairns, Eric Goddard, Donald Brashear, George LaRocque. My list is nowhere near as comfortable as I would feel going down for my pregame nap after a nice meal if Tom Wilson was in the lineup. 100%. I would sleep like a baby. So my point to that is he knows this. He is in control of the physicality department in the league. He sets the tone pretty much every night. I had a tough guy say to me one night after he beat me up, he goes, well, you know, I still was jawing at him, Riv. I was just, you know, I was pissed that I lost. He wouldn't give me the next fight. It was in the American League. And he was a heavyweight. He was a real heavyweight. And it was my second year, and, you know, I was fighting all the time, and we were between benches jawing at each other. And like I said, he just kicked my ass in the first period. And he says, I'm in control out here. I'll tell you what we're doing. I'll tell you who's going where, and I'm going to tell you to sit the F down. And he went and sat down himself. He basically was telling me he controlled and dictated, you know, or knew or thought that he did. That's Tom Wilson every single night in this league, Riv.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to.
I'm okay with that. I'm not asking for teams to go out there and completely change and go back what we had 15 years ago, because I didn't like what we had 15 years ago. I think the game that we have right now and what we are all watching, I think it's fast. I think it's the fastest it's ever been. I think it's the most skilled it's ever been. What we're seeing is younger players coming in at the youngest ages ever in the game.
Then who should be protecting these guys, Craig?
The guys that I would like to see some of these guys back in the game.
Okay. And that's harder to do, I think. So who needs to be protected? It's a rhetorical question. You love rhetorical questions. You do it every day. Maybe you don't realize it. Who should be protecting these players? Who should be protecting Artemi Panarin if Sandy McCarthy's not in the lineup, Dale Parrington, Colton Orr, you know, like, okay, who should be protecting these guys?
First and foremost,
George Parros.
Yes.
George.
Yes.
George Parros, who knows exactly the guy that you're talking about, because he was exactly that guy.
Yes, but no.
And I know this because I fought him five times in the NHL.
5 years I've been talking about this with this team. 5 years I've watched the Buffalo Sabres and the product that we've had on the ice. And 5 years I've been saying that we need some role players. We need some guys that are fast, that can play the game. Okay. They may not be getting 80 points a year, but they are going to play a role on this team, and they are going to make the other players, our star players, feel very comfortable being on the ice. Okay. Knowing that if someone takes liberties with our star players, there is going to be a response. I don't need George Parros to do it. Okay. We will do it internally at the Buffalo Sabres. That's what I would want. I want Jack Eichel, Sam Reinhart, Victor Olofsson, Jeff Skinner, Casey Mittelstadt, Dylan Cousins. I want Rasmus Dahlin to play the game at an elite level, because guess what? Those are the players that will dictate the game, whether we win or lose. Do you understand? But in the game, you need to have puzzle pieces. You need to have role players. We have not had these role players for years. I do not want George Parros.
But why haven't we?
Tom Wilson.
Craig, we haven't had the role players for years because the game has changed. And And as much as I would like to admit and try and convince people that it is, you know, you're not going to win without those types of players, because players can still be physical when you have a bunch of scaredy cats out there, you know, advancing the puck down the ice is a lot harder when they're afraid to get run over on a nightly basis. And, but I've accepted the fact that the game has kind of gone that way for a lot of teams. I really have. It's been hard, but I've accepted it. So now I have to lean on the other people to protect the players, so that those guys that don't want to do that are at least, they at least feel safe knowing that they're not going to get completely killed on the ice because they don't have someone like myself or Rob or John Scott or any other former Sabre that I'm forgetting. So Larry Playfair.
Can I just add something to this?
Yes, you can. Okay. Of course, it's your show.
When you're talking about these teams, and I, you know, I'm just kind of like, I've got in my mind what I feel and what I think and what I would like our team to have. But when you look at the top teams in the National Hockey League, I'll look at the top 11. You have the Islanders. The Islanders have a lot of sandpaper in their lineup.
Well, okay? Let's just listen to Lou's comments on the show, and that basically, and then hit that record, hit rewind, and then you wonder why he's always successful.
You have the Boston Bruins. They went out and acquired Nick Ritchie. They have Kevin Miller. They have some a fourth line with the Curly and guys like this who are energy, physical players that will go out and hit. You go to Minnesota. You have Foligno, who is a very big guy that will fight, that will keep guys accountable. They have guys on that team. You go to Washington Capitals. They're eighth in the league. They have Zdeno Chara. They have Brendan Dillon that they brought in. They have Tom Wilson. They have Hullwig. These are players. Toronto Maple Leafs. What did they lack? They lacked veteran experience, and they lacked some physicality. What do? They go get Wayne Simmonds. Wayne Simmonds has added an element. They go get Foligno. Is Foligno a fighter? No, he's not a fighter. He is an NHL. He's a player that fits a role, and he will fight if need be. He's going to add physicality.
But he wears down the other team. He makes you think. Or is he going to run me? Or what's he going
to
do?
You move to Colorado. You move to Pittsburgh. They don't really have the players that we're talking about. You look at Tampa Bay. What does Tampa Bay do? They go get Blake Coleman. They go get Patrick Maroon. They go get Toronto also got Zach Bogosian, who, you know, we roll our eyes here in Buffalo, but he adds an element of physicality to that team. Tampa Bay, we all know what Tampa Bay did in their run to the Stanley Cup. They brought in certain players that are playing roles. Vegas Golden Knights, Brent McNabb,
Keegan Kolesar,
Ryan Reeves, Will Carrier. They have guys in the lineup that can take care of things if things get out of hand.
Which allow guys like Alex Tuch to go out there, who's not a fighter, but plays fast with energy, physical.
Play bigger than maybe what he is.
Sure.
Play out of his element because he knows.
And look at what it does for him. Look at what it does for him. Like
what I'm saying, these are the top teams in the league that I just named, and every single one of these teams have a multitude of players that are not fighters per se, okay, but play a role if need be. Their energy, they could be penalty killers, they could be guys that are tenacious, and they hit everything in sight, they wear teams down, and they just add to that comfort level for the star players to go out and do what they have to do.
Instigators, Andrew Craig, WGR 550. We'll continue this conversation. We had an awesome conversation with Michael Hauser. We'll put that one out on Twitter. What a fantastic guy, and what a great story, and easy to root for him. I did bring up that the Rangers were going to come back up in that segment, and I want to go back to that. Department of Player Safety, they can't win. They just posted something, and I'll tell you what they said. It's not even what they said. It's the responses that you knew were going to be rolling in. And we'll dive back into the, I don't know how the hell you say it. We're going to come back. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back. Craig, Andrew, Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Jeff Koltnack back in studio. I need you to remind me to charge my computer again if I forget my next segment. That's my reminder. Normally I remind him in between breaks. Great interview with Michael Hauser. Great interview. We're going to post it and you can check it out and hear what he has to say. He's been impressive all the way around, from on the ice, off the ice, and his press conferences. Department of Player Safety will have a hearing on a player. We'll talk about that in a second. And Sidney Crosby, Craig, did you see the individual goal songs for the Sabres? Is there a chance they're going to be moving on from
What did you just say?
You don't know that's this goal song. Let me clear my throat. He goes, That's what he does in the song. Yeah. Right. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Do you have a goal song? If you had a goal, what would it be? I have mine. You want to hear it? I was just thinking about it at the break. I think, hold on. Here. This is what it would be. Well, hey, yeah, from Outkast. What do you think of that, Riff? No good?
Each to their own, I guess, with what I would be thinking right now. But
you a little more rock and roll. All right. Well, here's what some of the guys picked. Okay. You have Will Borgen, who's been pretty good with the music selection, by the way, with Can't Stop by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. All right. Brandon Davison, Whatever It Takes from Imagine Dragons. Rockstar from Post Malone. That would have been fine if it was Rockstar by Nickelback. I'm Still Standing by Elton John. Not a bad one. Dynamite by BTS. That's Casey Middlestadt. Forgot about Dre, Dr. Dre and Eminem. That's Kyle Oposo. That's a good one. Who Let the Dogs Out by Rasmus. Terrible choice. Blinding Lights, The Weeknd, Jacob Bryson. I don't know that one. Magic Stick, Lil Kim, Riley Sheehan. I don't know that one. And then Victor Olofsson stole a little love from Will Borgen. He goes Fortunate Son with CCR. I love talking about music. This is like the one time that we can talk about music, and Craig just does not seem very enthused.
I was just trying to think about like what I would, what my song would be.
What would your song be? Tweet at the Instigator 76. I want to know what your song would be. Curious to know how people think. And Jeff Kolnack back in studio, Craig, seems to think that Kickstart My Heart might be a decent Craig Revey.
Kickstart My Heart? Is that Motley Crue?
You tell me.
You tell me.
I believe it is Motley Crue.
I would probably...
It's not a bad one. That's not a bad song. All right. So Department of Player Safety. Well, first of all, I wanted to say something about the Rangers press release. Thank you for the refreshing report or press release. I don't know that firing George Parros is necessary, but I like the wording, and it just goes against everything any league wants to hear from one of its teams. Yeah. Anytime you're outspoken toward a league, whether it doesn't matter what league it is, there are fines that are coming. There are, you know, repercussions, or it's just a bad look. And I think the Rangers were justified here, because I think the bad look comes from no repercussion for Tom Wilson. And now you have a game tonight between the Rangers and Capitals. How do you even respond to that? What do you even do?
You don't, because they don't have the players to do it at all. And, you know, what's interesting about this is, you know, there's teams around the league that are raising an eyebrow that Tom Wilson did not get suspended for this. But there are teams, probably GMs, that are taking notes and saying, for next year, the 2021-22 season, do I need to add a little bit more toughness to my lineup? Do I need to help my star players feel more comfortable that they have a little bit of pushback if need be? Not saying that you're going to need it all the time. Not saying that the league is going back 15 years. I'm saying that, are there GMs in the league that are taking note and saying, listen, we've gotten away from this a little bit. We've gotten away, and now we need to not go back to what it was 10 years ago, but we need to add a little bit more sandpaper to our lineups to make sure that we can handle this type of thing. I wonder how many teams in the league are thinking that right now.
I don't, not Vegas, not Tampa, not a couple other teams, but
not the Islanders, not Minnesota, you know, not Boston. I mean, because they pick those players up, right? They pick those players up.
Yeah. Well, Toronto, I don't know how many teams
Toronto
are saying
Maple Leafs
that.
Went and picked up Zach Bogosian. They went and picked up Wayne Simmonds. Wayne Simmonds immediately, the very next game, that Edler from Vancouver, who took out the knee of Zach Hyman, 2 minutes into the game, first shift right on the ice, he went after to send a message that this is not going to be tolerated from the Toronto Maple Leafs. And let me ask you, do you think the players on the team, do you think the Austin Matthews, who's got 38 goals, and Mitchy Marner's got, 65 points, and you've got, you know, Joe Thornton and Jason Spezza, the elder statesman, you've got all the guys in between. Do you think that they like what Wayne Simmonds did?
Not
you think
at all.
That galvanized that team?
Nope.
Yes, it did.
Yes.
Yes, you got that big smile.
I know. I agree with you, Craig. I agree with you. But I'm trying to move on in the hockey world in life with the fact that protectors are borderline.
I'm not asking for protectors. Wayne Simmons scored five 30-goal seasons.
Guys that play hockey that will protect. I mean, you're still, yes, I agree with you. I 1,000% I can't argue with you. Philadelphia's Shane Gostisbehere will have a hearing today for boarding Pittsburgh's Mark Friedman. Now, I don't know if you saw this dirty play. There's another play. Pardon me?
I did see it.
I was just speaking to the masses listening to millions of people, but I know you did. So what do you think of this?
Suspension. 100%. You have a player from the Pittsburgh Penguins with a minute left in the game or whatever time it was. Philadelphia Flyers pulled their goalie. The Pittsburgh Penguins guy went in, scored in the open net. Shane Gostisbehere, who is on the back check, as the player shoots it in the net, gives him a cross check, and he is less than, 4 feet from the boards going full speed?
This is
an extremely dangerous play, and the outcome of it, thank God that there was no issues, but this is a very dangerous play.
I think about Travis Roy. I think about players that have broken their neck going headfirst in the boards. I think about Curtis Foster from Minnesota who slides into the boards and snaps his leg in half. That's gotta be, you gotta send a message. Very dangerous. And Colin Campbell has already been clear about cross-checking is going to be viewed a little bit differently. So we'll see what they do with that. I don't know what they thought that they were going to get in terms of responses, but Crosby had an incident with Konechny in the same game. And, you know, they're wrestling around. We'll call it a skill guy fight. And they're wrestling around. Crosby pushes his head into the ice multiple times. I mean, I don't think nearly as aggressively as Tom Wilson punched Buchnevich. But he does slam his face into the ground. Konechny, I believe, has concussion issues. Crosby has concussion history. We know that. Does Tom Wilson's free pass yesterday maybe allow Crosby to do this and only maybe look at a $5,000 fine? And do you fine Crosby for this? Or, I mean, the argument can be made for a fine. I'm not saying he deserves a fine. I'm just saying that
this has nothing to do with Crosby for me. Let's just take player for player. You look at the type of player that Sidney Crosby is. The reason why Sidney Crosby reacted the way he did is because he got put in a chokehold, a headlock on the ice, and Konechny knew exactly what he was doing to the best player.
He's a feisty guy. Teams.
Travis Konechny is a feisty guy.
Yep.
You have Sidney Crosby, who is a feisty guy. This is a rough and tumble hockey play that, you know, two guys of the same stature can deal with.
Yeah.
Okay. But I don't want to put a Tom Wilson display in with Sidney Crosby wrestling with a Travis Konechny.
Yes, I'm not calling for a suspension or a fine on Crosby. I'm just asking the question because people are being sarcastic and saying, "Well, what about the act of violence Crosby put on Konechny?" But I mean, we are talking about the head again, so it's, you know, it all kind of for me circles back to the same thing. Sabres only two more games.
Yeah,
can you believe that? Two more games.
You have something like that you'd like to see come out of this?
Wins. When if Michael Hauser's in, I want him to win. I want the story to continue.
Do you think we'll see him in both games? Because there was word that Linus Allmark, who has been practicing with Mike Bales, the goalie coach, is there an opportunity for Linus to play one of those games?
Why?
I think teams, and I've heard about this for many, many years. Teams like the ability to have players that are injured that are close to coming back, they like to see that player get in to play.
So Don Granato today just said on Omar, he's not ready today, Granato said. So it's an easy no today and a possibility, I would say, but I wouldn't say a probability. That was yesterday, sorry. I just don't see why. I don't see why. It's great he's back on the ice. Let these two guys.
I would not force Linus Allmark to play. I would not put him in a position if he is not damn near close to 100%. I think sometimes when you have players like Linus Allmark that is close to playing, you want him to play and feel. So when he goes home and he starts his training for the next season, that he's confident that he has shown that he can play in a game. I think it's a mental thing.
All right. Well, I just, you asked me, what do I want to see? I want to see Michael Hauser, play two more games. I really do. I've loved this story, and I really mean it. I've really looked forward to the last time I really sat down and really looked forward to watching the team was when Jack was on fire and the team was rolling last year. Yeah. And this year, obviously at the start of the year, but then, obviously everything happened and it became a very disappointing season for all across the board. So this has been a very nice, pleasant kind of uplifting finish to a really hard season. So that's where I stand on that. So Instigators, final segment coming up. I don't really know what I have. I had something I wanted to mention to you, but I really can't remember. I certainly know you don't want to talk about Bill and Melinda Gates getting divorced. All right. Craig Revey, Andrew Peters coming back. Final segment for today. Oh, guess who's back tomorrow, Craig? Guess what tomorrow is? That's what it was. You know what tomorrow is?
That's our boy.
Oh, so you did
talk about his vacation.
Yeah, we'll tell you who our boy is when we return. If you're a regular listener, you already know. If you're not, stick around. Stick around anyway. We'll be right back.
Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Happy birthday!
Special day, special day. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's was very kind. And thank you to all my girls there for taking the time to make a video. I appreciate it. Riv, you wanted to talk about something, Tyler Seguin, although I must mention Brandon Bean is going to join OBL at 12:15. So make sure you tune into that after following the draft and everything, get his thoughts on the squad and how much bigger they are. But you wanted to, we only have a minute, so just so you know.
Just quickly, you know what? To be honest with you, I just look at Taylor Seguin, one of the top players in the National Hockey League. He's been great for a long time. He had a hip surgery and a knee surgery. And the rehabilitation on that would probably be pretty extreme, pretty long. And he just came back and played his first game. So it's nice to see him back because, obviously enjoy watching him play. Scored a goal in his first game back. So nice to see him back. See if they can make a nice push for the playoffs here.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see that. Yeah, you always see that he had a video. Did you mention the video? He had a video of his. Did you mention that?
I didn't.
Yeah, he has a video of the rehab. You can go check it out, what he had to go through to get himself back to play. I've always been amazed by players that have that major surgery and come back, much like you, major surgery back in 7 days, eh, Riff? All right, with your knee. Instigators, yeah. We got to go. One Bills Live next. Big show today. General Manager Brandon Bean, the mastermind behind the whole situation, will join One Bills Live at 12:15. We're out. Elliot tomorrow. WGR 550 MSG, the Instigators.